I step out of the elevator and nearly knock over the poor soul waiting for their turn, the box of Halloween decorations in my hand obscuring my view. Shoot! In my haste to leave for the day, I didn't bother trying to peer around the box to see if anyone was standing there. Sorry, I say, catching my balance so I don't drop the box.
Did you need a hand, Miss Kingsley?
I recognize the voice as Eldon, the night desk manager. I told him 3 years ago when I first started at the Nottingham to call me Robin. He thinks he's funny continuing to call me by my last name after all this time. I roll my eyes, not sure if his offer to help is genuine or he just saw an opportunity to push my buttons. Not that my buttons are easily pushed, but Eldon can't help himself. Every week, since the day I started, he moves something of mine to see if I notice. He should know by now. I always notice. But sometimes I pretend not to, just to mess with him. I chuckle. I got it, Eldon, but thank you. The box isn't heavy, just awkward. A ding sounds as the elevator doors close behind me, and Eldon disappears. I continue down the dark hallway, proud of how far I've come during my time at the Nottingham. When I first started, I hated coming to the basement, but now I realize it's actually kind of peaceful. The only time people come down here is to access the many storage rooms or to gain entry to the underground, staff-only parking lot. I deposit the last box of Halloween decorations on top of the other three boxes I brought down here earlier. As the events and excursions coordinator, it's part of my job to keep the hotel looking festive, regardless of the season. The dolly I searched everywhere for earlier sits in the corner of the room. Interesting. I see Eldon at the elevator, and now the dolly is here. Go figure. It would be just like him to hide something so helpful when I needed it, but he's only just starting his shift. Maybe he's plotting with the day manager now, so he can mess with me at all hours of the day. Or maybe the dolly was here all along. I load a few of the boxes marked Christmas decorations onto the dolly, ready to bring upstairs with me when I arrive tomorrow morning. Now that the Halloween decorations have been put away, Charles will be on my case if the Christmas decorations aren't up as soon as possible. I'd planned to start putting them up today, but finding spots for a few last-minute Christmas parties had thrown a wrench in my plans. Charles is all for gaining new business from the community, but not at the expense of pissing off our existing patrons. I exit the elevator and make my way to my small office just behind the reservations desk. Eldon smirks as I pass by, and I'm pretty sure he was responsible for the dolly's temporary disappearance, even if he was just starting his shift. I shake my pointer finger at him, and he pretends he has no idea what I'm referring to, giving me a shoulder shrug and a, "What?" When I reach my office, I close and lock the door before striding across the room to my desk. I take the wad of cash from my top drawer and put it in my wallet. The few excursions that were paid for with cash for the day are supposed to be rung up at the front desk. A pang of guilt overtakes me, and I withdraw enough money from my wallet to account for 2 walking tours of the city, but leave the rest of the money in my wallet. A reasonable number to expect on a snowy day. Most of our guests charge excursions to their rooms anyway. At the front desk, I give Eldon the details of what the money is for. He types something on his keyboard, then puts the money in the lockbox they keep behind the front desk. Good night, I say, waving over my shoulder and heading to the restaurant and lounge where my friend Jen is finishing her shift too.